This is Captain Cookie for GLUA Backstage. I'm an active lurker on GWA, and I'm a TeamSpeak user. And I don't post anything in GWA when it comes to not safe for work content. I cannot really make it because I live with my parents, so... if you don't know me, it's okay. I totally don't mind. I just wanted to, you know, talk on backstage because I'm very bored on this Sunday evening. So I was thinking, what could I make? And since my main function on TeamSpeak is just coming up with dumb questions and filling in silences and just talking, I decided to make a audio slash questionnaire hybrid. So it is going to be a questionnaire with an additional audio from me if you want to listen to it. When I was thinking about topic, the first thing that just came to me was attraction. And since I'm very lazy and it was the first thing that I thought about, I just decided to talk about it. I wasn't sure about the title for this audio. I mean, in Russian, I would call it "What is attraction and what do you eat with it?" Because that's a funny way to say it in Russian. But then I realized that there's no such figure in speech in English, so that would probably not work. A quick note, there will probably be next to no editing in that audio because I'm really lazy. I might chop out some pauses here and there, but overall it's just going to be me rambling, although I don't think I have a rambly voice, but that it doesn't matter. And I sound so weird because I'm drunk, because I decided to get a tiny bit tipsy to be a little bit more self-confident, but now I realize that it just makes it hard for me to speak, so I'm sorry about that. If I don't make sense or pronounce something weirdly, I'm sorry about that. So yeah, I have 12 questions here. I'm not going to answer all of them. And if you want to answer my questions, you can just pick any. You don't have to answer everything. I'm fine with any sort of feedback. If it's just like one question or two or three or whatever, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Just leave a comment or make your own audio. I don't care. I just want to hear people. I'm going to answer like 9 of them, because when it comes to the last 3, I don't want to answer them. I just want to hear people talk about it. So, yeah, I'll just dive into it. The first question, and the main question, is how do you define attraction? And to me, well, I'm talking about people, of course, no animals or plants or whatever the fuck you might like there. I'm talking about attraction to people. In general, I think it's just liking somebody. It's finding pleasure in being around them. So you are not being annoyed by them. And just being comfortable around them. Just being less awkward than usual. And that less restricted and... you know, you just like them and you are comfy and you can just say stuff and do stuff, and being with that certain person is better than being with other random people. Yeah, so that's the main, very vague definition. The second question, what types of attraction do you think exist? And this is an interesting question because you can look at attraction from different points of view. So when people think about attraction, well, I think that they think about friend attraction and romantic attraction and sexual attraction, and romantic and sexual attraction are like the most popular topics for people to talk about. So my 3 general terms are friend, romantic, and sexual attraction. But there are also additional types that go on top of those. I also sometimes use a term called social attraction, which from my point of view is just when you talk about people in general, like just liking to interact with people that you don't really have a specific relationship with. Like, for example, if you go to a store and a person that works there is like especially nice to you, or they give you a discount, or you don't have a few, you cannot pay, like sometimes when I cannot pay the full price in the local store, there are just a few rubles missing, and if you know rubles, they're very small kind of currency. Small currency? Can currency be small? I don't even know. Well, you get the idea. And I just have like one or two rubles missing, and they say, oh, okay, don't worry about it. Like, it makes me like the person because this person's being nice to me. And I might not be friends with that person or know them or anything. I'm going to see them once in my entire life, maybe once, twice, and that's it. So that's like social attraction. That's just attraction to people, like random people, all sorts of people. They don't have to be anything to you. There's also another term that I would like to talk about, which is task attraction, but that's an answer for another question. Overall, when the way I look at it is when you define attraction, the lines are very blurry. And I, for example, often find myself unsure, like I might be just talking to a person on a regular basis but not know how I really feel about him. So I'm like, oh, do I like you as a friend? Or do I like you, like you? And I just keep questioning myself, and that's why I can't sleep at night, and it's very uncomfortable, and I start drinking a lot, and I become an alcoholic, and yeah, this is very uncomfortable stuff. But maybe it's just because I'm overthinking things. So yeah, just lines can be very blurry, and it can be very annoying on one hand, but on the other hand, it's not nice to put everything in a certain category, you know, just put stuff in boxes. It's not nice, and you get the idea. You can categorize attraction, but not all the time. That's what I'm saying. The third question, which I want to hear from people before talking about being attracted to other people, do you like yourself? Like, do you find yourself attractive? And liking yourself and finding yourself attractive are two different things. Because sometimes when, like, people intensely do not like themselves, they don't realize that maybe they are just not their type. Like you have certain types when it comes to people, and maybe you're not your type, and not liking yourself because of that is not cool. So I would like to say, I would like to ask people if they like themselves, and if they find themselves actually attractive, like when it comes to other people. I find myself a nice person, and I hope that I'm attractive to other people, and I definitely do like myself a lot. I have a pretty high self-esteem, but I do believe that it's within healthy boundaries, so that's cool. Question number four. How attraction is different for different kinds of relationships? How is liking someone as a friend different from liking someone romantically? And I'm not talking about any criteria in particular. I'm just talking about the concept of attraction as a whole. Because as the question implies, when you have different relationship with relationships with people, the attraction would be different. And the way I see it is that your relationship with friends is more casual, and maybe you don't spend as much time around each other as you would with your significant other. And romantic relationship is, for me, sort of an extension of friendship. So, like, friendship is sort of like a light version of... No, it's not a light version, but... romantic relationship is the exact copy of friendship, but it has more stuff in it. I don't know, like, you write a list of things that you want from your friend, and then next to it you write a list of things that you want from your romantic partner, and it will be the same list as for your friend, but then you're gonna, like, in the bottom of the list, you'll write, like, plus this stuff, plus that stuff, plus this stuff, so you put stuff on top of it. And romantic relationship is more serious, of a serious kind of relationship, which you spend more time with each other, so you must be able to not get annoyed with each other after long periods of time, and the relationship is usually closer and deeper, and of course with that, the kind of how we judge attractiveness changes according to the type of relationship. Wow, that's a hard question. Why did I even write it? Why would I write a question if I cannot answer it? Whoever is going to answer this, I hope that you have more luck than I had, because this is not how I wanted it to sound. Fifth question, a question that I find asking myself quite a lot is, can you be sexually attracted to your friend? And if yes, how do you deal with it? So, some people find it, I think that some people might find it weird to be sexually attracted to a friend, because to some people, friends are basically like family, at least, especially if it's like a very close friend, and that you maybe have known for years, since your childhood, blah 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 blah. But on the other hand, I find it easy to be sexually attracted to my friends. I'm not even talking about romantic attraction, because that's an entire different topic. Just the sexy stuff. Because many of my friends I find very sexy in different ways. And I'm glad that with most of them I can be really casual about it. Like, there's nothing awkward, like, everybody's chill with it, everybody's just cool, and... oh, I'm getting drunk. Let me just take another sip. Yeah, basically I'm just a giant slut, and I am unapologetic, there, I said it, about it. And yeah, but I would like to see what other people have to say about it. Maybe they had, like, awkward situations happen before because of it, or they have some interesting opinions, and blah 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 blah. You get what I, like, I say it a lot, but I hope that you get what I mean here. Number six. What are the things you like about any kind of people? So before I go into detail about friends or partners or whatever, I want to specify, like, general traits, just, you know, just something that you would like about any kind of person, like a stranger on the street or something. I think that it's important for people to not be annoying, because for me, people can be easily annoying. I'm a really hot-tempered, is that a word, person, and I get annoyed and angry easily. So if a person is not annoying, it's like very cool. I like intelligent people, not just smart, but intelligent. Like, intelligent has a different connotation to it. I don't like ignorant people because I just don't like ignorance in general. I mean, it has something to do with my background. Because I come from Russia and many people are ignorant here and they are very dumb and I don't like them. So if people are not ignorant and people are more open-minded and stuff, and it makes me very happy. So that's what kind of people I like. Just overall decent people, because nobody likes assholes. And now going to the more fun question, which is, based on what criteria would you choose a friend or a romantic partner? I mean, and a romantic partner, what am I talking about? So, as I said before, romantic relationship for me is based upon friendship. Everything that I want from friend, I want from a partner as well. So I think that's a healthy way to look at it. Although if you answer that question and your answer is different, I wouldn't mind at all. So for friends, of course, I would like them to be trustworthy. I would like them to be good conversation partners, someone I can talk to and talk with, because I'm a really talkative person. People who laugh at my jokes, because I tell a shit ton of jokes, and if you don't laugh at them, if you cannot laugh at them, what's the point? Like, what's the point? Get out. People who respect me, because I have a huge, huge ego, and if you are, like, too casual about me, or if you are, like, I don't know, if you are being too rude to me and, like, sort of look down at me even though you try to be my friend, that would not work out, because I demand respect. Of course, I like nice people, and I also like people with similar moral values to mine, because I can get pretty emotional when it comes to discussing moral stuff, because I have quite strong beliefs about stuff. Well, let's say this way. I have strong beliefs about certain things, but about other things I'm very open-minded, so it's like a weird combination to have. Like, yeah. And when it comes to friends, I would not like to be with people who are too cynical and who cannot just enjoy things in life. Because I had friends like that before, and it was very unpleasant, and it was very unhealthy for me, for my mental health. Unhealthy for my mental health? Who the hell said something like that? Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it was just overall a lot of bad vibes from them. And even though we were friends for years, I had to cut them out of my life because I could not stand it anymore. Even though they were good friends, they were too negative about literally everything. So after cutting them out, it hurt for a little. But then, overall, it was a very good decision on my part. Yeah, and when it comes to romantic partners, I would like everything listed above. Plus, you know, somebody who would understand me on a deeper level, since the relationship is deeper and you would probably spend a lot of time with that person, so it would probably be somebody that I can tolerate pretty well. like somebody who I don't get annoyed at too easily. Like, that would be a lovely. Overall, when it comes to romantic partners, like, I cannot come up with anything specific. So yeah, that's my opinion, but it's a little opinion of little cookie, and it might be very limited if other people see it that way. What am I even fucking talking about? I gotta take another sip. And the last question that I think I'm gonna answer for now, because oh my god, I've been talking for 20 minutes, Jesus Christ. What do you think people often forget to think of when they choose a friend or a partner? Because maybe there are certain things that you find important that other people don't. Maybe there are certain things that people forget that might potentially damage. I'm not gonna say ruin, but might potentially damage their relationship. Or if they did think about those things, maybe they would be a happier person, or they would understand things better, I don't know. So what is that one thing which is important? To me, it's that thing called task attraction, which I don't think many people know about. And actually I discovered it when I was playing video games, because I like analyzing and overanalyzing stuff. So back in the day, like 300 years ago, when Bioshock Infinite came out, there was this huge hype about the character of Elizabeth, because all the dudes, cannot say for girls, I didn't talk to many girls at that time of my life, many dudes just fell in love with her. Like, there was just an enormous hype about the character. Like, nobody cared about the actual protagonist, like Booker DeWitt. Everybody just cared about Elizabeth, because she is really the main character of the story. And I was thinking, why does everybody like her so much? And to me, the key is task attraction, because the AI of Elizabeth was built in a way to help the player in the best and most efficient way possible, and to, you know, to annoy the player as little as possible. So they made sure that you don't need to protect Elizabeth, so you would not get distracted from gameplay while So you would not get distracted from gameplay to take care of her, because that would be annoying, and people would pay a lot of attention to it instead of actually playing. And they made her help you. So basically, right before you run out of ammo or you run out of health, she would throw you ammo or a new gun, or she would heal you in some way. I don't remember how she would heal you, actually. So those two things played a huge role. One, not being annoying, and two, helping. Well, there were many other things, like pretty eyes and titties and all sorts of stuff, and wonderful personality and character development. But many other characters have those traits as well, but they are not as loved by people as Elizabeth was. And the opposite example would be when I played the Walking Dead Telltale game series, season 2 to be exact, and there was this character, I don't remember her name, a little girl that was just so annoying, because she basically almost never helped the entire team of characters throughout the entire game. And I, after some time of playing, I just began to hate her a lot. Even though you were supposed to feel sorry for her and protect her and understand that she's mentally ill and she cannot protect herself. But as a player, I just really hated the character and I didn't really feel anything when she was killed off in the game. And those two examples made me realize that maybe we look at the people around us the similar way. So we like people that can help us in any way, and even if they cannot help us, we want people who are at least willing to help us in our lives, being it like actual physical health or physical health. Why did I say health? I meant physical help and maybe psychological help in any way. We just really like people that want to help us and that can help us. Although sometimes like there are certain circumstances when they cannot, and that's understandable. Nobody's perfect, but just the fact that they want to help, that they care about you, is important. And I think that we need to think about that when we find people to hang out with, because if a person doesn't care how you're doing or if you are all right or not, if they're just a selfish jerk, then what's the point? So it might sound selfish of me, but I would like to hang around people that can help me in any way they can. So yeah, I think that's enough for my questions for now. As I said earlier, I would like to hear other people answer the questions. And yeah, even if two people hear this audio right here, I would already be quite happy. So that's all. Cookie out. Cookie out.